This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation. Royce Unchained, presented by our friend Josh Arnold, investment consultant, Mr. Money Talk. And Pat, I think you're probably like a lot of Timberwolves fans who maybe haven't paid the closest attention to no. Wizards and Pistons backup players the last couple of years. Monte Morris is the newest addition to the Timberwolves. 5 years with the Nuggets before landing on crappy teams under Tim Connelly. 28 years old. He was scoring 14 points a game in playoff games for the Nuggets about 3 years ago. And the best part about it, he has one of the lowest turnover rates in the NBA. So yes, he helped fix that problem.
I saw that. He doesn't turn it over. And he must be another one of the, from the Fred Hoiberg, Iowa State transfer tree, huh? Because he's another Iowa State guy. And let's see, Freddie was down there and then he went to the Bulls and then he went to Nebraska, but Freddie had all these. Freddie was killing it in the transfer portal before there was a portal. His team every year was had like 5, 6, 7 transfers, and this guy, I don't know what he did, but Iowa State's had a pretty good program now for a dozen years or more, and they packed that place, Hilton Coliseum. They're pretty good again this year, and They did really well when they brought in that Alsberger, who was at Vegas for 1 year, and then he'd been an assistant there, so they brought him back, and they've done well. And Tyrese Halliburton, he's another Iowa State guy, so they got. But this guy is I got it. That said, I don't really know anything about him, but I did read all about him, and. He can make a three if you leave him wide open, and he doesn't turn the ball over. So we like all those things. And
check. Two things this team needs a lot of. Yeah.
So now Connelly can play 28, and this guy can play 12, and McLaughlin can play 8, and they'll be fine, and they don't have to play slow-mo at all.
Maybe lean more toward Monte Morris plays 20, and Jordan McLaughlin waves a towel at the end of the bench.
Along with slow-mo.
Yeah.
Slow-mo. McLaughlin, he has his moments, but he's been pretty good. Right. That's probably what they'll end up doing. The guy will end up playing quite a bit. I mean, Connelly must like him. He had him in Denver, so
yeah. I mean, he was playing like 30 minutes a night for that Denver. He started 50 games his last year in Denver, so you can trust him to play upwards of 30 minutes if you need to.
Is he making any money? What, 5 or something?
He's making 8.5 or 9, and he's a free agent at the end of the year, so it's just strictly a rental.
What they wanted to have a free agent at the end of the year, and they ended up getting rid of, the same amount of money too, right? Shake and Tony Brown had to be about the same amount of money. So
the Shake thing didn't exactly pan out.
I was very excited. I think they gave us the wrong Milton. They got another Milton. They gave us the wrong one. We thought we were getting the other Milton.
We got Shane Milton instead, right? We got
It's Shane funny Milton. It's funny how guys, when you got Finch has got a lot of Tibbs in him, even though not the same personality. But he plays like nine guys, just like Tibbs. And when you stop playing, you don't play. That Tibbs has got this Fournier out there who's making unbelievable amount of money that they signed him a few years. They could have a malaria outbreak and nobody could be playing. He'd never get on the floor.
Fournier got traded somewhere yesterday.
Did they finally get rid of him? Oh God.
Let's see here. Evan Fournier. So he was, maybe I'm wrong. I thought he got traded yesterday, but we'll see.
Well, he's making a pretty good bill, but I think he's a free agent too. I mean, I think they're out from under him, but they're blowing somebody out. They win by They got 14 guys, 13 of them playing, or 12 of them playing. Fournier did not DNP.
Yeah, Fournier has played in three games so far this year for a total of 39 minutes.
Yes, Tibbs.
And I think he's making like, isn't he making like $20 million
yes,
too?
Yes,
he's making okay. $20 million.
It's not a problem for Tibbs.
Yeah, I don't like him. And then he pouted. So then Tibbs said, I'll give you something to pout about. But anyway, poor Tibbs, though. He's too big. The good guy got in from Toronto's hurt, and Julius Randle's hurt. And hey, now I'm, you know, it's good that the Wolves do this, but. Bucks tonight, then the Clippers on the road. This could, when you look at that, that last loss was really a bad one. When you're leading by,
did you see that at all, Pat? Down
no,
there?
No, I didn't. I was following it on, you know, I covered the game on Twitter and other outlets and kept looking at the play by play in the fourth quarter at ESPN. They were up 22, right? They were up 22.
Yeah, it was just like And Chris Finch gets up there every night and says kind of the same thing. And the players acknowledge
immature,
the same thing, but
mature. That, yeah, they got to, it's a 4-game road trip.
Portland twice next week.
Okay. So one of them is Portland and then they go to the All-Star game, right?
So they go, actually, isn't there another game too? There is.
It was a 4-game road trip. And
it's five. They get the Bulls was number one, and then Milwaukee, and then Clippers, followed by Blazers on Tuesday, stay in Portland and face the Blazers again on Thursday in Portland. So they'll be in Portland all week.
Basically. Well, you'd be that's okay. You know, you better take advantage of your trip to Portland because it could be the Bucks have been. You know,
they've blown leads too. They keep blowing the same leads the Wolves do.
And they're insane too. They fired they fired the other guy, but
Griffin.
But the guy that they fired,
Budenholzer.
Yeah, what was wrong with him? He won a title, and then the next year
People wanted him fired in the during the playoff run that they eventually won the championship. Yeah.
Like
people were like ready to fire him when they got eliminated.
That's what's great about sports.
Fires ass.
Their general manager must be a complete moron, though. He fired this guy, and then he fires the other guy halfway through the year, brings in Doc. Now, how did Doc end up coaching the All-Star team?
Because they're the two seed. Yeah, how does that work?
And so the Boston coach went last year, and the rule is you can't go in consecutive years. And so the Bucks were two at the time. They locked in, but they had fired Griffin. And so Doc was like – with like a 1-2 record, was given the honor of coaching the All-Star team. And he said, this is a complete joke.
Yes. Well, yeah, I don't know why they have to make their decision. And they got planes. You can tell us who's the coach when they're done playing, right? The last game.
They want to plan a trip with their family, you know, for the week.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. Finchie and his wife are going to bring a basketball with him or the dog or something. I wonder if Finchie's got a dog. We don't know anything about Finchie.
I don't think he has a wife, right? He's single,
I thought he was married.
That's cool. Let's Google it. He looks like he has a golden retriever to me.
Yes. Yeah. Like Tibbs when he talks about, I want to spend time with my family. Tibbs has got like a...
He's unmarried. He's single. He's Tibbs.
Yeah,
right. Unmarried, no kids.
You know what he is, Pat? He's a sanitized 2024 version of Bill Blair.
Yes,
reminds me of Bill Blair. He just doesn't drop F bombs constantly.
No, he doesn't. He's not.
But he's always disgusted.
He is disgusted. Yeah, Bill Blair. But Bill had really good reason to be disgusted. Yes. He had Leitner and Ryder both. How would you like that?
Chris Finch also reminds me, Pat. Remember, it was a long time ago, probably 12 years ago, at the when Twins Fest was at the Metrodome, and we were doing a show on a Saturday, and they brought Delman Young over, and we asked Delman Young, drink. "So Delman, what do you like to do on your off day?" He's like, "Drink."
That was
I remember asking Chris Finch came on. I think it was Flagrant Howls last year, and we asked him, "So you know what?" When you got some downtime, what does Chris Finch like to do? He's like, I like to go on my boat and crack a couple beers. Awesome.
Yeah, I love the guy, but it's you know, we don't. It's kind of an international man of mystery as far as it's a fantastic story. I mean, he played in Britain. He went over to Britain to play ball, and yeah. He coached in the Britain Basketball League. Then he went to Germany, and he got fired after. Like, he must have had a guy like the Bucks. General manager. He got fired in Gießen, Germany after about 15 games. Then he came back and coached in the Belgian league. I was looking him up the other day.
It's crazy. Yeah. He spent 16 years in Europe. So yes. What is he fit? He's literally spent a third of his life in European basketball.
He's Judd.
Yeah. He's,
he's Ted Lasso and Tom yes. Thibodeau all rolled in one.
Don't bring up Ted Lasso. Everybody loved Ted Lasso.
I think you would
episodes.
Too.
I love three episodes. Tried. We tried. This is
you have no patience.
This is the woman is like the owner's like the woman in Major League, and she was funny. You know, that was the.
If you would have stuck with it, I think you would have seen a different side. Side of her.
And then Pat, you had Keeley from Ted Lasso doing the great Fargo accent all this last season from Minnesota. She was Keeley in Fargo, which was a really also a very prominent character in Ted Lasso.
Well, yeah, I gave up after three, so I didn't do it too good. So anyhow, have you seen today? My son Jim texted me yesterday with this reminder: 50th anniversary of Blazing Saddles yesterday.
Wow!
Released on February 7th. Mm-hmm. It should be a national holiday, don't you think?
Like that movie, I feel like has been. They used to show it once in a while on like TBS. Right. Yeah, I think they've kind of like phased it out.
They now caution, if they're going to run the real one, they caution you at the beginning of the comments. But the best was. Like when it was showing up on TBS or something, they edited it. And it was like a 8-minute movie. By the time they ended, you know, the sheriff. Then it's 5 minutes later. You know, he's already ridden into town and the stuff. It's not made for over the air television. That was never the intended audience. Mel Brooks made that.
No, it's certainly not. So, we should do like weekly what are you watching segments with Pat here. Mm-hmm. I feel like we should do this. Have you guys seen The Bear?
Yeah.
Two seasons on FX.
Yeah,
we just binged the first season of The Bear.
I like it. I don't love it.
Really?
Well, yeah, I like it. I don't love
you
it.
You know though. What? I only have one problem. They call the guy who cleans the toilets chef. Everybody's called chef.
Yes, chef.
Yes, chef.
There's a chef. The guy who's doing the dishes. You can't call him chef. He's doing the dish. He's not a chef.
That's fair.
Hey, dishwasher, let's get going here. Go faster. He calls, but it's. I think it's good. But there can't be that much angst in the back of a restaurant, can there?
I don't know.
I think at good restaurants that are trying to climb up the ladder, I think there's a lot. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's good. I enjoyed it, but you know, it was except for they said chef there all the time. Okay, chef. You know, chef. The brother was the brother's great. The brother and then they find the drug money and all that good stuff. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Use the small cans of tomato sauce. They taste better.
Did you guys watch Shrinking?
Have not seen Shrinking yet. No.
Harrison Ford is the head of a psychiatric shop, and it's hilarious. It's pretty hilarious. It starts off with the premise that it's Siegel, right? Jason Siegel, I think.
Is it? Okay.
And it starts off. His wife has died, and he has left him in this incredibly depressed state. But if we go from there, and it gets pretty damn funny. It's I recommend it highly. Shrinking.
Adding it to the growing list.
Put that one. Yeah, you will not be disappointed with that one. So anyway, the Fighting Twinks. I was over there yesterday, and we got a route for Matt Cantorino to make it because this boy can talk. I sat down and got him for 40 minutes, and he's a. His old man comes from New York, so his old man made him a New York Yankees, Jets, fan. He's Yankees, Jets, Knicks, Rangers. But then they were in Orlando, and then they ended up in South Lake, Texas, you know, which is the booming Dallas suburbs of tremendous athletic stuff. But he's, you know, he's pitched 65 innings since they signed him because of his various injuries. So they've still got him on the 40, man. They still love him, but it's pretty much you better make it to the post this year and get, you know, pitch yourself 100 innings or something to stick around. But
boy, if he doesn't make it, not every prospect is going to pan out, but they just DFA'd. Yeah. Well, they just, DFA'd with Jordan Balazovic yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I thought they kind of liked him last year. I saw they were, when they acquired,
was it Jackson, the reliever?
Jay Jackson.
Yeah. That's a bad sign. I think Balazovic should get a job in a hurry, but they, you know, they pitched him a little bit last year in relief, but they've been claiming all these guys that
they claimed another one too. From the Red Sox yesterday, mm-hmm. Right-handed pitcher, and so they made three moves: Balazovic, Bubba Thompson.
Oh, they
barely fastest, knew you. Fastest player Bubba, in professional baseball.
We hardly knew you, Bubba.
You're gone.
Bubba's gone.
Yeah.
I wanted to watch him in spring training.
You were excited, though.
I think he is still invited, though. I think they DFA'd the Cubs reliever they got, but he is still invited to spring training. A lot. They're hoping that these guys, if they don't get claimed,
clear waivers, be invited.
That's the goal.
I was, you know, the dorm, the building they have over there now. There's spring training starts, in a week or so? There's got to be 100 guys down it. Minor leaguers of various. If you got a sprained ankle, you come down and rehab. Or if you just want to,
I think
dorm,
a lot of the
it's unbelievable.
As I remember, though, Pat, a lot of the first, second year guys, they live there. You can live there until you're like a certain age. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
year round.
That's what they're feeding them, and everybody's walking in and out. There's because there is no official rookie league team anymore. They got the complex team, so it's there's 100 guys walking in and out of that place now, not before spring training, you know. So it's
called the complex league now, right?
Yes, it's called
the
complex.
The hell is that? It's the Gulf Coast League. Gulf Coast League was a great name. Complex league.
Yeah, I don't they got the Dominican thing too, the Dominican Academy, but That was the best part of reading their staff, though, when you looked at the staff they have for the Complex League and the Dominican League. Between those two teams and then whoever they have down here, it's got to be 70 guys.
It is, they sent out that email last week, and it was like 70 bold names at the bottom.
Unbelievable. I would have given anything. Calvin's been gone a long time, but I would have loved to show that list to Calvin.
You know, people call them the cheap poll ads. Really, it might just be like the needing to reallocate poll ads. What if we went from 70 to 15 of those coaches and signed a couple right-handed bats?
Jim Rantz, the greatest ever. Jim, you know, you had George Brophy was the farm director, scouting director, and minor league guy. You know, farm. Minor league and basically negotiated. He had three jobs that now have 50 people, and Rantz was his assistant, and that was it.
Yeah, and then we also had Jack Going was the analytics guy for five or six years. And then now
Calvin, you would have come to Calvin and said, "We got to hire an analytics guy." He would have thrown you out of the office, but Ruthie Harbison, who was actually a Griffith relative, a Shirttail relative, was the secretary. And she had a dog, Lucky, that was with her all the time, Lucky. So Rantz said, when he used to dictate, this is when they dictate a little letter to Ruthie, because she was the secretary. He said, Ruthie would sit in one chair in front of me and Lucky would sit in the other. And that was the farm department.
Yeah.
Trophy, Rantz, Ruthie, and Lucky, the dog.
Who should we promote today, Lucky?
Lucky. Yeah, it's an incredible change.
So this weekend is pitchers and catchers, right?
Sunday, is it? Sunday, I think so.
Okay.
Sunday. I talked to the Austin Martin kid too. Nice kid. He's got an interesting story too. He's he's from Jacksonville, and he ended up going to Vanderbilt. And he just knew they had a good baseball program. He didn't know how the academics were up there. He said it was tough, man. It was, but he's a good kid. And who's going to play more games in center field, him or Buxton? What do you think?
Boy. That's
Willie Castro. That's a great. That's my fear. Willie Castro.
Judd. Classic Judd with a third option not on the board. No.
Who scares me?
If Buxton's playing regularly and if he's making it 5 days a week, then Willie Castro will be your backup. But if they need a backup, I don't think Willie is going to be the man. So,
and your guy could get hurt too. Austin's been known to miss extensive time. So, Buxton and Austin could both go down.
He's had some injuries.
Don't want to sound a little alarmed.
But he's, I mean, and, 2 years ago, they tried to make him into a power hitter, and that didn't work. Yeah. He's a putting and playing, run like the wind guy, and he's
snap not and
a,
giggle.
Yes, that's true. So,
all right.
Anyhow. Our Wild, Judd, they've won 11 straight against the Blackhawks. Is that right?
Yeah. 11 straight. Yeah, because the Blackhawks absolutely suck. So
I know, but that tells us something. I mean, how long they won the two cups in a row? What is that, 15, 16 or something like that? When did they win the two
they
cups?
Won, didn't they win three they won in like alternating three years?
Yeah.
Three in a period of, yeah.
Yeah, but when did that end? How long have they been bad?
Well, they've been bad for like 4 years now.
Yeah.
And they've been, and they're awful, Pat. Like they are.
Bedard got hurt.
But I mean, they have nothing else. And if this league is going to expand after watching last night's game, they're crazy. They don't have the talent pool, man.
Are they talking about it?
Two more teams.
34? They want to 34 go to 34? Teams. Where 34 are they teams. Go?
They're threatening to go to Utah. They're threatening to go to Quebec City. Cincinnati, supposedly. Get that one. Cincinnati, which would kill
Columbus
completely.
Well, they just want somebody to give them the $1.5 billion or whatever it is.
Yeah. While the Coyotes still have no resolution and are playing in a college building, they're trying to expand.
They see Chicago as an important spot, though. They might fix the lottery to give them the number one draft choice again this year. Right?
I agree with you completely.
Yes.
They give them the Winter Classic for next year at Wrigley Field. They're playing Blues in the Winter Classic. They're awful.
Yeah, they got to fix them again. I don't trust any of those lotteries. Since the first one, Patrick Ewing. I haven't trusted him since.
The envelope was cold. Take the David Stern, pick the cold envelope and this will all work out fine.
That's right. Whatever it is, whatever the system is, it's they got like Hondo the Magician filling, taking out the ping pong balls or something. I don't trust any of them. The teams that need somebody end up getting them. So anyway.
All right. Well, we'll do it again tomorrow and we'll get your official full Super Bowl X's and O's breakdown. All right.
Oh, hey, that's good. I think my Super Bowl experience is going to be myself and the bride sitting here on the couch watching it and going with her insights because she likes the Super Bowl ad, so that'll be fun. So
nice. We'll live stream it on the YouTube channel, maybe.
Okay. All right.
See you, Pat. See you. There he is, Royce Unchained here on Score North.